一菲姐妹早上好。
早安，同事。I was going to swap you with that skin.
What?
Let me see if this works.
Yeah, it does.
There we go. All right. Thank you. Come on in. Have you ever been lost?
朋友们，你们有没有迷过路？
Lost. Really lost.
迷茫。迷路、迷失、彷徨、不知所措。
Lost while you're out hiking?
有时候在我们外面登山的时候，我们会迷路。
Lost in traffic?
有时候开车开车不知道开哪去了。
Lost in a parkade?
有时候在停车场找不到车。
My wife and I were lost in a parkade.
我们都有在停车场找不到自己车的时候。
Have you ever been lost in your thoughts?
你有没有有时候思想会迷失？
Years ago on a family vacation.
很多年以前我们家庭去旅游的时候。
I recall being lost.
我记得我们就迷路了。
Out in the countryside in rural Alberta.
我们在那个 Alberta 省的那个农村。
We ended up in an enormous gravel pit.
我们就在一个很大的这个样一个石头的这个路这个地方就迷路了就。
In the middle of the night.
就在半夜的时候。
Going around in circles.
我们就好像在原地打转一样。
Lost in a maze.
就在一个迷宫里面转，转不出来。
Which seemed to take forever to get out.
就好像永远在那边转，总是出不来一样。
But we're here.
但是我们现在出来了，在这里了。
People can lose their minds.
有时候你的那个思想，人们的思想会迷失。
Lose their hearing.
有的人会丧失他们的听力。
Lose their sight.
丧失他们的视力。
However, I think.
但是我觉得。
One of the most tragic losses occurs.
但是我觉得最可悲的就是。
When people lose heart.
就是你的心迷失了。
Their desire to live amidst the challenges of life.
他们失去了一个在一个有挑战的人生中一个这种 活下去的信心。
Friends, where do we look when everything seems lost?
朋友们，当你们迷路的时候，你要去哪里寻找帮助呢？
The title of our message is Hang On, Help Is Here.
我们今天的那个题目现在换成你再坚持一下，因为帮助就已经在这里了。
The history of Psalms tells us that it is a song of ascents.
那个历史告诉我们，这个诗篇呢是大卫的上行之诗。
This is a song.
这个诗篇。
Which worshippers and seekers of God.
是当时去当时以色列人他们去朝拜神的时候。
Would sing as they made their way up to Jerusalem.
他们边唱这样的诗歌边往上爬去耶路撒冷去朝拜神。
To participate in the three annual feasts.
他们在那个当时有三个比较重大的节日的时候这样做。
Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles.
这三个节日就是有逾越节、五旬节还有祝棚节。
Friends, we're all here on a journey to Easter.
朋友们，我们现在正在去那个复活节的一个这个 journey 上。
And with that in mind,
记住那这样一点。
It's plain to see.
是很清楚的看到。
That this is a pilgrim song.
这是一个朝拜者的一个诗歌。
It tells of the dangers of being lost on a journey. And of the help God provides along the way.
他讲到在我们在沿路的这个旅途中会有很多的危险，然后沿路上帝也会帮助我们。
The psalmist is telling us that there is danger.
诗篇在这里告诉我们，其实路上是会有危险的。
Lurking in the hills above.
这个危险它是躲在那个高山上，然后来看。
And is waiting for an opportunity to pounce.
这个危险他躲在那里然后等着有这个机会跳出来
on the weary traveler
他跳出来攻击那个比较疲惫的这个旅客们
when this happens
当这个时候有这种事情发生的时候
where can the pilgrim turn for help
这些朝拜者到哪里去寻找帮助呢
The psalmist answers his own question.
这个诗人在这里告诉我们这样的答案。
By reminding us that the Lord is our help.
他再次提醒我们，上帝就是我们的帮助。
May I remind you this morning?
我在这里要再提醒大家。
That we're pilgrims.
我们都是去朝拜神的人。
Look to the person to your left and your right and say, "We are pilgrims."
请你左边右边看一看，跟这位朋友说，我们就是朝圣者。
Our pilgrimage began.
我们这个朝圣的这个路程。
The moment we received Jesus Christ.
在我们接受主耶稣的那一刻就已经开始了。
As our Savior and Lord.
就是我们朝着那个我们的救主。
And it will continue in this life until we step over into eternity.
在我们此生的人生道路上都要一直就要朝着我们的救主，直到我们生命的结束。
Wow!
Yes.
How do you say wow in Mandarin?
It's the same.
Wow! Wow!
Wow! It's universal.
Wow is universal. I like that. What glories await us?
结束我们这个生命进入永生。哇、wow, 这是一个多么大的一个荣耀。
When we finally get home.
当我们最后要回天家的那一刻。
I got so excited I lost my spot.
Oh, don't worry. Help is here.
Help is here.
Don't panic.
I get so excited. there are dangers lurking around us.
我们有时候四周有危险潜伏。
There are thieves that want to rob us.
有那些贼小偷他们会想来盗取
of our peace and our joy and our victory.
他们这些小偷来盗取我们的心里的平安喜乐还有我们的胜利。
There are sins that would quench the fire of God in our souls.
有罪他想再把神在我们身上点燃的那个火来熄灭。
There are problems that would rob us of the glory and power of God.
Okay.有些问题会抢夺神在我们身上的神的荣耀和能力。
And there are trials and trails that would distract us and cause us to lose our way.
有很多岔路会来搅扰我们。
I don't know about you.
我不知道大家怎么样。
But I've been through lots of trials in my life.
但是我本人是有经历人生中非常艰难的时刻。
Times when danger surrounded me.
那时候就觉得有危机四面潜伏。
And I wondered where my help.
我当时就想，我的帮助在哪里呢
？Would come from.
帮助从哪里来呢
？Seasons of loss.
在你失败的时候。
When it was hard to find my way.
你找不到那个道路的时候。
And you might be in this place this morning.
你可能今天早上也是在这种境况当中。
If so, allow me to encourage you.
如果是这样的话，我想来鼓励大家。
With this song.
用这个诗篇来鼓励大家。
If you're struggling today.
如果你现在还在挣扎当中。
Feeling lost or discouraged.
感到很迷惑，或者是觉得很沮丧。
Or aware that problems might be just around the corner.
就有可能你的周围就有问题。
Then this psalm is a message of hope for you.
那这个诗篇就是为您准备的。
Let's join the psalmist for a few moments.
我们就是来跟诗人一起来这里。
As he tells us about the source of help.
因为诗人在这里告诉我们，帮助的源头从哪里来。
Who is greater than any problem imaginable.
他比你任何时候你能想象到的问题都要大。
In these verses, we'll find help for our journey.
在这个诗篇中，我们也能够找到我们自己的那个旅途中的帮助。
Notice the truths that are revealed here.
注意到在这里，这个真理被揭晓。
As we set our thoughts on help, it is here.
我们注目到这里，说到帮助已经在这里了，已经来了。
God is the source of our help. Amen.
Amen. 神是我们的帮助的源头。
The psalmist knew that his help.
诗篇的作者知道他的帮助
would not come from the hills.
不是从高山来的。
In the Bible, the hills.
在圣经中，这个高山
had been places of idolatry and false religion.
高山其实是在当时一个拜偶像和一个那个异端的一个地方。
No help could be found.
你不可能在高山上找到帮助。
In false idols.
从假的一个偶像来。
Just as no help can be found.
就好像现在。
In our idols today.
现在你在这种假的偶像当中也找不到帮助。
The psalmist turned his attention to the Lord.
诗篇的作者呢，就是注目在上帝的身上。
He knew that the real source of his help was Almighty God.
他知道他自己的那个帮助的来源是全能的上帝。
He isn't referring to a friend or an ally.
他在这里不是讲到是一个朋友或者是一个盟军的帮助。
But to God, the creator of earth and the universe.
但是是上帝，他是创造者，他是整个宇宙的创造者。
The idea is if God could make this world,
这里的那个，这里的意思就是说，如果神他能够创造整个宇宙的话呢？
Then surely he has the power to care for me.
他一定有这个能力来照顾你我。
What a truth!
这是一个多么好的真理啊！
Amen.
Amen.
Our helper is none other.
我们的帮助者不是别人。
Than the very one who stood on the edge of nothing.
他是那位站在无有之上的上帝。
And made everything.
他创造了万物。
With the power of his word.
他是一个一说话就带着能力的上帝。
God is able to help you and me.
上帝他可以帮助你我。
Ephesians 3:20.
在这里说到以弗所书第三章第二十节。
God is our confirmer.
神是我们的坚固者。
The verse tells us the Lord will not allow our foot to slip.
这一节经文告诉我们神他没有允许我们的脚滑倒。
Or stumble.
或者是跌倒。
God knows how easy it is.
神他知道是多么的容易。
For us to slip into sin and into discouragement.
我们在最终跌倒，或者是陷入一种很挫败的一种情况。
Yet we must remember that.
我们必须记住。
God is always with us.
神他永远与我们在一起。
And has promised to sustain us.
他应许我们，他会来坚固我们。
With his presence and his power.
有他的能力，也有他的同在。
Let me go down here. What this means to us is.
这就说。
That we can count on the Lord.
我们可以依靠上帝。
To keep from getting lost.
不至于迷失。
And to help us along the way.
他可以沿路帮助我们。
In fact, the New Testament depicts the Lord.
在新约圣经中这样描述神。
In the person of the Holy Spirit.
他有圣灵的形象。
As our comforter.
他是我们的安慰者。
John 16 verse 13.
在约翰福音第十六章第十三节中说到。
He is pictured as the one who comes beside us.
他被描述成一个沿路帮助我们的引导者。
To offer us assistance during our journey.
他沿路会提供帮助。
He helps us to hang on because help is here.
他帮助我们能够坚持住，因为帮助已经来到这里了。
God is our constant helper.
神是我们随时的帮助。
Can you say that with us? God is our constant helper.
God is our constant helper.
Constant.
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 Constant. Constant.
Helper. That's an amazing thought.
是多么奇妙的一个想法。
The God of the universe.
神，他是创造万物的神。
Is our amazing helper.
他却是我们很奇妙的一个帮助者。
Not only does the Lord know.
神他不光知道。
That it's easy for us to slip.
我们其实很容易跌倒。
He also knows that it's easy for us to fall asleep on the job.
他也知道我们有时候会边做工作的时候边打盹。
There are times when we grow weary and want to rest.
我们有时候就会觉得疲倦，想打个盹。
There are times when we get distracted.
有的时候我们会被搅扰，迷失方向。
And lose our way. There are times when we let down our guard and get caught napping.
我们有时候会放松警惕，然后就睡着了。
But not so with the Lord. He is ever awake.
但是我们的神不是这样的，他是永远是醒着的。
Ever active on our behalf.
他永远为着我们的缘故而警醒。
He doesn't grow weary.
他不会疲劳。
He doesn't ever tire.
他不会疲倦。
He doesn't ever fall asleep at the switch.
他不会需要休息一下。
There's no need for you to worry.
所以你不需要担心。
There's no need for you to fret.
也不需要焦虑。
There's no need for you to lose one moment sleep.
所以你也不需要因为任何事情而减少一刻的睡眠。
At any time because of this problem or another.
不需要在任何时候因为这样的问题或者因为那样的问题。
God is ever awake.
神他永远是清醒的。
Constantly on the job.
他永远是随时准备在他的岗位上的。
What a blessing to know.
这是一个多么大的一个恩典。
That we can depend on him.
我们可以依靠他。
Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 24. Great is thy faithfulness.
在耶利米哀歌第三章二十二节到二十四节说到你的诚实何其广大。
Can I tell you a story?
我想给你们讲一个故事。
I'm going to do it anyway.
你不想听我讲给你听。
Let me tell you a story from way back in the days of World War II.
这个故事是发生在当时很多年前二战的时候。
When Allison was just a little girl.
Not yet.
The Germans were bombing London.
当时那个德国他们是用那个轰炸区去炸那个伦敦市。
All night, every night, night after night.
每天晚上都是这样轰炸，一停不停的轰炸。
After one terrible attack.
在有一天就是有一个很大的、很糟糕的一个这样的轰炸以后。
The people of London began to search through the rubble and debris.
当时伦敦的市民就是在那个碎石和碎瓦片当中寻找有没有死伤的人员。
Looking for the injured or the dead.
找找看还有没有活着的人。
After a while, all had been accounted for.
当时就是他们登记那个人数，就是基本上都已经找到了。
Except for one elderly grandmother.
就是还有一位老奶奶，当时就是没有找到。
Mrs. Smith.
当时是史密斯太太。
They searched everywhere for her.
他们到处找。
And finally found someone found her.
最后就是有人找到她。
In her bedroom.
在她自己的卧室里面。
Asleep.
他正在睡觉。
They were shocked and they asked her.
他们都很惊讶，就问他说。
Mrs. Smith, how could you sleep?
史密斯太太，你怎么还睡得着呀
？With all those bombs dropping around.
整晚都是那个炮弹横飞，你还睡得着吗
？Her answer is priceless.
她的回答是无价的。
She said, "Well, the Bible says."
她说。Well, 圣经告诉我们
that he who keeps Israel never sleeps or slumbers.
就是用的我们这个诗篇第121篇说，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
I decided there was no use in both of us staying up.
我觉得我们两个都整晚熬夜也不是个事儿，也不济于事。
So I just went to sleep and left it in the Lord's hands.
所以我就睡觉了，我想就把这个交在神的手中吧。
Friends, whatever your challenge, hang on. Help is here.
所以朋友们，不管你的挑战是什么，你再坚持住，因为你的帮助已经来到这里了。
God is the strength of our help.
神他自己就是我们的帮助的力量。
God protects us from our enemies.
神在我们的敌人面前保护我们。
Anybody here have any enemies?
你们有敌人吗？仇敌。
Things that are opposed to you.
Enemies, ourselves.
Ourselves? Yeah. Some of our biggest challenges right within.
Yeah.
The verse tells us that the Lord is our shade upon the right hand.
这节经文告诉我们，神他在你的右边，他荫庇你，庇护你。
In ancient times, warriors had two weapons for battle.
在古代的时候，那个战士他会带两样东西上去打仗。
One was the sword.
一个是右手，他会拿一个剑。
The other was a shield.
他左手会拿一个盾。
My enemy.
Vulnerable.
My shield didn't work. Yeah, one was the sword, the other was the shield. Normally,
一手拿剑，一手拿一个盾牌。
Normally, the shield was carried in the left hand and the sword in the right.
通常是你是用会用左手去拿这个盾，然后右手这个比较有力的手去拿那个剑。
This meant at the right side you were vulnerable.
这就说明你的右手这边是你比较软弱的这一边。
Since there was no shield to protect you.
因为右手这边没有你的盾牌来保护。
The psalmist is telling us that God takes up a deliberate defensive position to protect us where we are most vulnerable.
所以诗人告诉我们，上帝他采取了一个深思熟虑的这个位置，他是一个处于一个很保守的一个位置，从右边这边来保护我们。
Friends, we never know from where attacks will come from.
朋友们，我们永远都不会知道我们的攻击会从哪里来。
Sometimes we find ourselves attacked in areas where we are weak.
有的时候我们是在我们软弱的地方被攻击。
Our enemy knows all about our weaknesses.
我们的敌人他们知道我们在什么地方比较软弱。
Other times we find we are attacked in areas where we are strong.
但有的时候我们是在我们自己的长处，我们的强项被攻击。
Elijah was renowned for his courage, yet he fled from the woman Jezebel.
先知以利亚他是以他的勇气出名，但是他在耶洗别面前，他当时是害怕，然后他逃走。
Moses' great strength was his meekness, yet in anger he struck the rock and was forbidden to enter the promised land.
摩西他的长处是他的顺服，他的温顺。但是他因为在怒气中他击打了那个磐石，所以神就禁止他进入那个应许之地。
God protects us from the, what does this say?
Elements. 神他保护我们免受这些东西的伤害，这些元素的伤害。
The psalmist speaks of two possible harms.
在这里诗篇提到有两种不同的这种伤害。
Common to the ancient soldier.
就是对当时那个古代那个士兵来说。
One was sunstroke.
有一种就是白天那种日光的照射。
A very dangerous condition.
是一种很危险的一种状态。
Where the body overheated and shut down.
因为你的身体有可能被过度的加热，然后就是说，就是受到损害。
And this condition could be fatal.
然后这种伤害有可能是致命的伤害。
The other was moonstroke.
另外一种是月光的照射。
Believed by the ancients to be just as dangerous.
当时他们在古代那些人，他们相信那个月光的照射，也是一样很有害的。
Have you ever heard of moonstroke?
你们有没有听说过有这种月光的照射是有害的吗
？Moonstroke was unlike sunstroke.
这种月光的照射，它跟那个太阳的照射是不太一样的。
It didn't affect the body, but affected the mind.
它不是对你的身体有伤害，它是对你的那个思想的意念会有造成伤害。
In ancient times, mental illness was thought to be caused by the moon.
因为在古代的时候呢，人们认为，如果你思想方面出了问题，有那个精神方面的问题，它是由这个月光的照射而造成的。
This is where we get the word lunatic. Lunatic.
这就是我们在英文单词中这个 lunatic 就是它是一种。就是在中文它就是发疯的意思，它这个词的这个来源是从这个有这个 lunar 有这个 moon 的这个意思在里面。
The whole idea is this, while we're subject to attack in our lives,
这个整个的这个意思就是说，我们会被各样的事情攻击。
We're subject to attacks in our bodies and our minds.
我们会在身体上还有我们的这个思想的意念上都会被受到攻击。
However, God will guard us against the attack of the enemy from outside as well as within.
但是放大家请放心，神他会保守我们，不管是从外面身体上的攻击，还是里面意识上的攻击。
God is our strong tower.
神是我们坚固的一个堡垒。
Our greatest gift in troublesome times.
是我们在有困难时候，它是一个很好的礼物。
Is getting to flee to Him.
这个礼物就是我们在有困难时候可以逃向他。
And let me finally conclude.
我就要在这里做一个总结。
God preserves us from evil.
神他保守我们远离邪恶。
Is there anybody here who is impatient?
我们中间有没有人没有耐心，没有足够的耐心？
Impatient.
没有耐心。
Want everything right now.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Want everything right now.
什么都需要马上得到。
Spoiled rotten.
被宠坏了。
Angry quickly.
很容易发怒。
I love honest people.
我喜欢诚实的人。
The rest of you are not telling the truth.
剩下的朋友都不敢说真话。
God preserves us from evil. Sometimes I am like a volcano.
我有时候觉得自己像一个火山一样。
Do it! Do it with me!
岩浆储蓄。
At any moment, the sin that is pent up in us can burst forth.
在任何一个时候，我们身体里面那种储蓄的、被压抑的这种罪，它都随时可能爆发出来。
And we can commit unimaginable harm.
我们就有可能造成一个意想不到的一个伤害。
This flesh that we carry is utterly depraved.
我们的这样一个肉体是一个很肮脏、很堕落、败坏的肉体。
Romans 7 verse 18.
在罗马书第七章十八节说到。
How can we ever hope to live for God?
我们怎么才能期待为神而活呢？
The answer lies in the Holy Spirit.
答案就是圣灵。
When we are saved, the Holy Spirit comes in.
当我们被拯救的时候，圣灵他住在我们心里。
When the Spirit comes in, He comes with all the resources.
当圣灵进来的时候，他带来各种各样的那个资源。
Necessary to overcome temptation and sin.
他的带来这种资源，他是可以有能力战胜那个试探。
First Corinthians 10 verse 13.
在哥林多前书第十章第十三节说到。
Have you ever noticed how easy it is to sin?
你们有没有注意到，其实犯罪是不需要任何力气的。
Not if you're with me.
你如果同意的话，就请点头。犯罪是很容易的，一点力气都不需要花。
Not off if you're not.
如果你觉得不是反对的话，就摇头。
Why is it so easy to sin?
为什么犯罪是那么容易的呢？
One, we are born with a bent nature.
因为我们天生就是生来就是有罪性的。
Two, at times we even like to sin.
然后在当代我们其实是越来越喜欢犯罪。
And three, sadly, we're even good at sinning.
第三点就是很可悲的，就是其实我们是越来越擅长犯罪了。
However, the Lord will help us overcome evil in our lives.
但是神他会帮助我们战胜我们的罪。
If we have that desire in our hearts and our minds.
如果我们有这样的心智，
He will protect us from evil and the evil one.
他会保护我们远离那个邪恶和邪恶的人。
First Peter 5 and verse 8.
在彼得前书第五章第八节中讲到。
And finally, God preserves us for eternity.
你们务要谨守警醒。
In this verse, the psalmist reminds us.
Which one? Peter 5? Yes, sir. The 8? Yeah. Okay. 在这里，这个诗篇第121篇第8节中说到。
That the Lord will keep us while we're here.
你出你入，耶和华都要保护你，从今直到永远。
And that God will continue.
神会继续。
The ministry throughout eternity.
他的这个任务一直会继续，直到进入永生。
Our life is a priceless life.
我们的生命是一个无价的生命。
close your eyes.
请您闭上眼睛。
And say to yourself.
告诉你自己。
I am priceless to God.
我在神眼中是无价的。
I am priceless to God.
I'm priceless to God.
Each one of you, each one of us, priceless to God.
我们每一个人在神眼中都是看为宝贵的。
With an endless life guarantee.
没有结束的一个这样的一个永生来作为你的应许。
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
通过耶稣，我们的救主。
In conclusion, friends, God is very pleased with University Campus Baptist Church.
神很喜悦我们这个 UCBC 教会。
Each one of you is precious to God and dearly loved by Him.
你们中间每一个人都是在神眼中都是看为宝贵的。
I'm so grateful for the privilege of sharing this morning.
我很高兴今天有机会能够来到这里。
These promises we have for our journey.
我们在我们这个路途中都有这样的一个应许，神的帮助。
What about you?
那你呢？
Are you glad?
你是不是也这样觉得很高兴？
That you don't have to look to an ever-changing world.
你不用向周围这个经常变化这样一个世界来寻找帮助呢。
For your help and your security.
你来寻找你的帮助和你的这个确据。
Our, I don't know if you can say it with me or not, but if you want, go ahead. Our burdens are His burdens.
Our problems are His problems. And our worries are His worries. Our duty is to trust Him. And His duty is to
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father, thank you for the gift of your